This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host, PBN editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
Our guest is Francesca Spitalieri. She is a Cyber Leadership Fellow at the Pell Center for International Relations and Public Policy at Salve Regina University in Newport. The Pell Center is about to begin training company executives about cybersecurity. I'm taking it that there is a cyber threat out there to businesses.
I think we are all aware of the cyber threats out there, but I think businesses in particular, and specifically the one involved with our critical infrastructure, should be well aware of the threats not only to their businesses, but to the information that they hold and their customers and their vendors. And that's why we're launching this new initiative this fall, and the objective will be designed specifically for corporate leaders in Rhode Island. And the objective is to help them learn how to better mitigate and prevent cyber threats and become more resilient.
So these are top executive, not just the IT people.
Absolutely. Although IT people are more than welcome, we believe that achieving cybersecurity is more than a technical problem. It's an operational problem. It's a social, institutional, legal, and government issue. And it requires overarching policy and strategy that come from the top. So leaders need to lead by example, and only they have the authority and the responsibility to develop and implement those strategies that can at least start to mitigate those threats. And we want to give them an opportunity to come together, learn, be more aware, but also be able to share some of the threats, some of the tools out there, some of the resources, and welcome very much their input on how we can better serve their community.
So if we think of responding to cyber threats as a race and you want to run a race, if running is where we want companies to be, where are we now? Are we walking? Are we crawling? Are we not even in our shoes yet?
I think it very much depends on the company. Especially in Rhode Island, we have very large company and very small businesses. And I believe all across those, we need to be fully aware so that the preparation is very different depending on who we're talking to. But I think we're very much in the incipient stage of our preparation. And preparation starts with awareness and training of all of our employees. Even if we can do just one thing, that's what I would say. Train all your employees and not just focus on having the strongest IT department and the best technology. Because you're still going to be as strong as your weakest link if you have a great IT guy, but your employee is going to click on that email that has that link that is going to compromise your entire information, your entire company.
Now, this session you're going to have, it's focused on, it's invite only at this stage. Is that right?
We're going to have a different series of events. Some will be open to the public, actually to our community, mm-hmm. our Pell Center citizens, like we call them, and some will be invitation only. So, for example, this fall, next week, we are going to start by having a cybersecurity awareness class. We'll be offering this class 3 times, and this will be open to the public, although we do need RSVP because space will be limited. And this class will address the fundamental of cybersecurity. And anybody who uses a laptop, a cell phone, or any device connected to the internet will benefit from this class. So any of the employees of the companies and anybody in our community that wants to participate will be offering the class at the Pell Center on September 11th and at GTEC here in Providence on September 12th. They can find all the information on our website. However, after this awareness class, we are hosting a cybersecurity tabletop exercise in October, and this will be invitation only for our corporate leaders and few members of law enforcement, specifically because we believe that it's important to learn who do we call if a cyber intrusion happens. What are the resources that Rhode Island offers? And in a lot of cases, we don't even know that we have resources such as the Fusion Center, a cyber disruption team. The Department of Homeland Security offers some tools. All of these are present in Rhode Island, but we're not necessarily aware of them. So we want to provide also a venue for these leaders to meet, know each other, so that if something happens, when that happens, they're not just calling random institutions, but they're picking up the phone and they're calling Mark, they're calling Dave. And I think building those relationships will be fundamental.
Our guest on The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio is Francesca Spitalieri of Salve Regina University, the Pell Center for International Relations and Public Policy. And we've been speaking about how virtually everyone is connected now out there in cyber world. Would this advice be just as valuable for the mom-and-pop company that may have a website and may be vulnerable and they don't know it?
Absolutely, because I think that nowadays the most valuable asset each company has is their information, whether they are Lockheed Martin or the moms and pop shop. And protecting those information is extremely important and for the sake of the business continuity and our relationship with our customers. So I think we all need to be well aware of what the threats are and what we can do to prevent some of those intrusions.
What would an example of a cyber threat be? What kind of damage could it cause?
You have to be aware from the little petty crime who's just trying to get into your network, perhaps to steal a few credit card information or a few of your customers' information, social security number, to resell them in the black market, to some kind of cyber espionage. And in Rhode Island especially, with all the great manufacturers we have and defense contractors, that's a huge concern. Because think of all the money we spend in research and development, developing the best products, the best technology, just to see another country steal that from us and put it on the market the month after half the price, and what that cost to our business.
The cyber threats can keep changing as technology changes, isn't that correct?
Absolutely, and we'll only see them become more sophisticated and larger in scope. And it's really hard to stay up to the threats and keep pace with it. But 97% of cyber threats and cyber intrusion could be prevented just by training our employees and training our companies. Because behind every device, there is a human being. And in a lot of cases, a lot of these incidents start with the simple user that hasn't received the correct training or does not follow specific guidelines. And we can prevent that. Again, as we were saying before, we cannot protect everything, everywhere, all the time. But we can and we must make an effort to at least make it more difficult for cyber criminals to disrupt our information and put our critical infrastructure and even our national security in jeopardy.
So it's as simple as the, you know, a homeowner locking their door, you know, it's that those kinds of simple steps that come from awareness that can make a big difference without having a sophisticated IT department.
Absolutely. We don't realize that sometimes in sensitive, especially organizations that have sensitive information, walking away from your computer without locking your screen, computer screen, or leaving your card that gives you access to the building is just exactly like leaving your car or your house unlocked. We do that to ourselves, so how can we be surprised if somebody has entered our premise or our networks?
What about the cloud, which is a new tech thing? A lot of companies are sending their internal information to something called the cloud. Mm-hmm. Is that something we need to know about in terms of cybersecurity?
Absolutely. And I would be very concerned about the use of cloud computing. Because although that it's a great new tool, and you know, I put some of my pictures there, I share it, I can access from different computers. Once again, we are trading convenience and a cost-effective solution for security. Because now you're having your information held by a third party and you don't necessarily know where those information are stored, who protects them, what the threats are. But again, when we hear cheaper solution, cost-saving solution, we all jump on it without necessarily considering the security threats of it. So although I see the benefit of it, not only in convenience, cost-saving, small businesses can finally be competitive again with their biggest businesses. They can build a better relationship with customer. They can personalize some of their services. Again, we need to be well aware that now we are potentially giving a third-party service some of our most critical information, and we don't necessarily know how those are going to be protected.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Francesca Spitalieri, Fellow of Cyber Leadership at Salve Regina University at the Pell Center there. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
As always, Mark Murphy, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
And I'm Dave Fallon. This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.